For many years, one of the statements most feared by Florida state government officials was for one of their aides to say, "Lucy Morgan's on the line." The Pulitzer Prize-winning Capitol reporter was a mainstay of the former St. Petersburg Times for decades. Not much has surprised Morgan, with the exception of the First Amendment Foundation naming an award in her honor.
I had not expected anything like that. You know, I've pretty much retired. Every now and then I break out and write something, but it's not often anymore. So I had really thought that those days were gone.
Morgan had the reputation of being a persistent inquisitor with the tenaciousness of a pit bull. Yet even among those she grilled, admiration and even outright love for Lucy Morgan is near universal.
Well, it is, and I think to do it, you really have to be honest with people. You can't surprise them with what you're about to write about them. I guess because I'm a Southerner in a good old boy town where everybody presumes that most women don't have a brain, that I managed to make it through it.
Which leads to the question, what does Morgan think about all the rumors and innuendos of high official misdeeds now swirling around her old Capitol stomping grounds?
I know from my own experiences that women have put up with a lot over a long period of years, so I'm glad to see it come out. I'm not so happy about the sort of anonymous reporting that's been going on where people have made accusations against Senator Latvala, and we don't know who they are or exactly what the accusations are.
And as to the current state of uncivil political discourse and statements with no basis in fact?
Well, I think we can thank the president for that. I think that Trump has sort of reached a new level of denying things, even though they are evident, and that other public officials are picking that up.
At a time when truth can be hard to determine, Morgan has this advice for today's journalists trying to separate fact from fake.
Government, both state and federal, they don't do anything without writing it down. There's a document somewhere. It's just finding it that becomes a problem. And lots of people don't cooperate with that, but if you beat them up enough, you can get it out of them.
Meanwhile, Morgan thinks the consumers of media also bear some responsibility in the matter.
I think we have a lot of people who are simply not well-informed out there, so they tend to believe what the guy who says the most tells them.
The remedy? Morgan thinks that hasn't really changed. Dedicated, driven, professional journalists digging for and delivering the real story, just like Lucy Morgan did for all those years. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.